And then, deep in the Crimean forest, the war comes to Freundlich's camp.
Freundlich suddenly sees some uniformed Russian officers coming to his camp and asking him for his papers. Heart starts going, beep, beep, beep.
Russians come over to see what they're doing and realize these are Germans with a telescope.
And they start tearing down his equipment. Get off my equipment. I have to observe an eclipse. These are our possessions now. Your country declared war on us. You have nothing to say.
They arrest him immediately. There's no questions asked. And they are considered spies.
Herr Freundlich, you are now a prisoner of war.
What?
Campbell, an American, is neutral. And the Russians allowed them to continue to observe the eclipse. They had come all this way, spent all this money, survived the fact that war broke out, and clouds ruined their plans. Total failure.
Not only does Campbell fail to get his photograph, but he is forced to abandon his state-of-the-art equipment. Because he is an American, Campbell is not arrested, but he leaves for home a defeated man.